So today we're going to be looking more at our latest New Mexico poll, as well as our upcoming poll in Texas. Unfortunately, Kelly is out sick, but we'll be joined by a special guest today, Emerson College Comm Studies Chair, Dr. Greg Payne.
What did you think about New Mexico?
It's very interesting. I think that Johnson's lead might evaporate a bit, but I still think he could definitely like end up with the second most votes. It's possible, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to happen because he saw his lead decrease a lot in 2016. Not his lead, but his votes, rather. He went from
I mean, he was up to 10, 11 points, mm-hmm. after, you know, then he had Aleppo, and I think he ended up at 3.
And third-party votes usually always kind of tend to, like, evaporate closer to the election, right?
He got, I think, 9, 10 points in New Mexico.
Yes, he did. He got 8% in New Mexico, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But it was a former mayor, or governor there, so.
I think Heinrich would need to have a few self-inflicted wounds to open up that possibility.
I don't think there's a chance of them winning, but there's definitely a chance of them getting second place and beating Rich.
Politics does make interesting bedfellows, but I got to think it would be tough for the Republicans to back Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I don't see that happening.
Knowing what his agenda is for 2020.
I think Rich...
Yep. He makes it very clear, you know, he's very much against Trump's immigration policy. So how could Republicans go with that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would pull the vote away from Heinrich if he was able to get the vote.
So, yeah, speaking of Trump's immigration policies, unfortunately, I think the Molly Tibbetts her death is probably going to be used by politicians for the midterms. Right. It might help Republicans kind of like legitimize their narrative, or in their eyes, legitimize their narrative about immigration being, or having to do it with crime, especially illegal immigration. I think that's what they're going to run their, or maybe what they're running most of their campaign on.
You know, it's very obvious if you look at Fox News and you look online that even though Manafort and Cohen is dominating most of the airwaves here and internationally, Fox is already focused on that. So again, I think scare tactics.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be what they're going to go after in the midterms. They've already hit, what we've seen their messaging so far has been very, like, they've been calling Nancy Pelosi, you know, open border, like they say, open border and like, pro-crime, whatever.
There's a very big border state that we've been taking a look at, Cole, and that's actually your home state.
My home state, yes. One of the most exciting Senate races, or at least most interesting Senate races this year, is in Texas. And I think that Ted Cruz will definitely use... the border would definitely use immigration and will definitely maybe even use the Molly Tibbetts murder as a way to get out his conservative base, especially the rural vote in Texas. And it remains to be seen if Beto O'Rourke, his Democratic opponent, can win. But he'll need to get a lot of support from independents, a lot of support from basically every Democrat in the state to win.
Yeah, where in the state do you think he would see that increase that would put him over the top, you know, get him past that 8%?
So just like in Alabama, he'll need to increase his vote in suburban and urban areas by a lot. So he'll need to win not only Dallas County, but probably over in Tarrant County too, where Fort Worth is. And he'll have to win Harris County by a large margin, where Houston is. He'll have to win Bear County by a very large margin. That's where San Antonio is. And he'll have to win Travis County. But he'll also have to win some counties where, like, the college campuses are. I was part of Doug Jones's coalition too, and when he won Alabama, so he needed to win places like Denton and maybe even places like A&M.
But you know, if you visit College Station, Cole, I'm just wondering. I mean, how close would it? You look at the polls that you've cited and that you all are doing. Do you think it's really as close as it appears, or is it going to be something that will probably widen as the election nears?
I mean, I really have no clue. I mean, I it seems to be close, but I think we really need to poll it more to know. So that's why I'm really pushing for this Texas poll.
I mean, when you talk to your friends back home, are you finding that they're going to rallies? Are these like Bernie Sanders style rallies, or are they more like
they call it like Beto-mania? Because like he goes all over Texas, and wherever he goes, these huge rallies will come out. So he was just recently in my hometown in Richardson, Texas. Like, I saw pictures on social media of all my old high school friends meeting with him that I never thought were interested in politics. So it's crazy to see that he's definitely getting, I don't know if they'll end up voting, but he's definitely getting like almost like rock star rallies wherever he goes. So that could help him.
Cole, one question I have is, from your perspective, among those young people who are going to be so crucial, What impact do you think what's happening in D.C. is going to have? That is Manafort, Cohen, you know, the constant celebrity spectacle show.
I honestly don't think it'll be that big of an issue. I mean, because people that don't like Trump, that are going to vote for Ted Cruz or like going to vote for Trump, are going to dismiss all this stuff as fake news, right? And people that are going to vote for Cruz or are voted for Hillary are going to be like, oh, this affirms my belief that Trump and his whole gang are, you know, criminals. I don't think it's really going to matter for swing voters. I really just don't see it being a huge issue. And even with young people, too, I think people that are going to vote, young people especially, I've already made up their minds by this point. It's just a matter of getting them out to the polls or not.
Well, alrighty, that pretty much wraps it up for today. Tune in next Monday for our statewide Texas poll results.